Hello, and welcome to my Y2K diary. Chapter 1, May. Monday, 26th of May, 2008, 9:47 p.m, the attic at Marlow Towers, aka my bedroom. I love having a birthday that falls over half term. The thought of spending my 13th birthday, the day I officially become a teenager, nay, a woman, beneath the fluorescent hallways of a secondary school just doesn't even bear thinking about. I thought I'd mark this new chapter of my life by keeping a diary again. Seeing as I'm now officially a teenager, I'm sure it would be in the best interests of everyone that I document my life. That and Nana also got me a really nice notebook from Paper Chase, my birthday. As it's half term, I got to have my birthday party on my actual birthday, which is quite a novelty these days. Sarah's birthday was back in January when we'd all just started at school again. She didn't even bother with a party. She just got a Sainsbury's own brand cake and form and then headed off to maths, bless her. We spent the afternoon ice skating for my birthday. I'm quite good at ice skating, so I thought it was the most logical thing to do. One's birthday is a day to shine, after all. I think Gandhi said that. Or maybe Audrey Hepburn. Plus, I thought if we went ice skating, then that would mean Georgia would come. Georgia is definitely the coolest of my friends. She isn't even part of our gang, but we've known each other since infants and we go to ice skating lessons together every Saturday, so we have that loyalty to each other. She hangs out with all the English block kids, aka vis-a-vis the popular kids, whose name derives from their choice of lunchtime gathering spot outside the English block. Georgia transcends the boundaries of social cliques. Even though her main friends are a much higher social status, she still deigns to hang out with my lot from time to time too. She's like the Princess Diana of my secondary school. The skating was really fun and everyone was actually all right at it, thank God. There's nothing worse than being that one person who clings to the barriers the whole time. I mean, why bother? Although Danielle obviously had to make a drama. Heaven forbid she go a full 90 minutes without the attention being on her. Towards the end of the session, she fell over. She was absolutely fine, but of course she was panicking about maybe having a sprained wrist. I would put good money, if I had any, on there being absolutely nothing wrong with her wrist. But she had to call her mum just to be safe, and her mum had to come and get her, and we all had to wait around for her to arrive. After she'd been carted off to A&E, probably knowing her flair for the dramatique, we went to McDonald's for some food. We had a good laugh, blowing the straw wrappers at each other and checking out the best present I got today, my new phone. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a Nokia 7373, and it's a dusty pink colour with gold swirls all over it. And the best part? It swivels. Swivels! Gone are the days of flip phones. We're swiveling now, darling. Nikita was Bluetoothing me all the best tunes, too. She's definitely the coolest of my gang of friends. She used to live in London. Well, Hounslow, but you can still use an Oyster card there. The other party attendees were the usual suspects. Sarah, quite sensible because her mum is a police officer. Maisie loves vintage fashion and music and is really artsy. And Louise, bit of a drip, but she means well, bless her. Everyone's dead excited because there's this new show starting in September on E4 called 90210. Apparently it's a remake of this ancient show that was on years ago called Beverly Hills 90210, which is about all these rich kids who live in LA. It's so cool. God, I'd love to live in America. Or just anywhere else. I know I am really very lucky to have the life I have, with my amazing friends and family who I love dearly, but a change of setting wouldn't go amiss. I live in Fleet, which is a small town in northeast Hampshire. It's one of the boring places that you stop at on the way into London on the train. We're also the home of a gorgeous motorway service station that you may have frequented on your travels down to Southampton or somewhere equally boring. Now, I don't want to be dramatic, but Fleet is the kind of place where dreams come to die. It's the kind of place where moderately affluent people buy houses and have children because they've given up doing anything more exciting with their lives. We have a small shopping centre on the high street, a few pubs, a couple of parks, a community centre, a nightclub, and not much else. The weather is almost always a ravishing shade of grey. We don't even have a cinema, for God's sake. It's beyond sad. I can't even begin to imagine what possessed my parents to decide to live here when places like New York, Paris, and LA exist. I mean, they were so close to London, but thought, no, let's just travel 40 miles down the M3 and settle here instead. They're educated, worldly people, as far as I can gather. I can only assume they thought this would be a good place to have kids, and I suppose they're not wrong. It's insufferably safe. As I gazed out the window at the retail park before me, I locked eyes on a particularly dismal-looking Buzz Bingo, and I thought to myself, one day, I'll be able to leave this place far behind. Tuesday, 27th of May, the attic at Marlow Towers, 8:14 p.m. Just learned what the word nuance means. At the dinner table, my older brother Kai, 17, a Scorpio, mostly evil, was moaning about some guys at his college. He said one of them was a twat and the other one was a dickhead, and Dad just looked really thoughtful for a second and then went, "Indeed, nuance." Mum burst out laughing, which was a good thing, because otherwise she would have definitely told Kai off for swearing in front of me, which is so annoying. I hate it when Kai, or my older cousins, or just generally older people get all touchy about swearing in front of me. Like, hello, I'm not a kid. I know what it means. The other day, my cousin Susie, 22, was like, oops, after saying the word slut in front of me. I mean, come on, I've seen Mean Girls. But I digress. Apparently, nuance means a subtle difference between two things. I learned what subtle means back in year six when I wanted to wear rainbow leg warmers to the school disco. What was I thinking? And Mum said I should probably consider something a bit more subtle. Thank God for her honesty. I'm glad that my parents teach me stuff like this. It will help when I'm an adult living my sophisticated life in Paris, New York, London or LA. I'm so jealous of Kai. Come September, he'll be able to escape this wretched town for more exciting environs. He's hoping to go to King's College London in September, but obviously it all depends on his A-level results. He always seems to be messing about and getting drunk with his stupid friends, so I'll be shocked if he actually does well. In other news, I'm currently obsessed with the song Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis. I can't really relate to any of it, as I've never been in love or had a boyfriend, but I can sort of imagine what it's like. Plus, she was so good on X Factor. Maybe now I'm 13, I should make that my goal for the year, finding a boyfriend. There are a couple of boys I have my sights on who could potentially be eligible. Scott, mega gorge RE buddy, and Nico. Not Italian, but has an Italian name because his mum loves ZZ. Nico would probably be an easier target. Scott is, unfortunately, way out of my league. Lovely guy, but I don't think he'd ever see me in that way. Nico and I are both short, so no awkward turtle if we ever did try and kiss. And we have the same sort of banter and humour, which I feel is very important for a relationship. I think this may have to be the year I also try and understand how makeup works. We're technically not allowed to wear makeup until we're in year 9, but I know some of the girls do. The English block girls definitely do. According to Ms. Magazine, boys like girls who are more natural, but how can you go for the natural look when it's so... ew? I definitely get 8 hours sleep most nights, but still somehow have bags under my eyes. Truly a case for Scotland Yard. One good bit of news, Nico did actually message me on MSN earlier to say happy birthday. He's a day late, but I mean, close enough. You can't expect boys to know these things to the day. That would just be weird. 9:20 p.m. Just tried putting on some mascara that was free in Miz. Nearly poked my eye out. Why is this so hard? I don't have any lips to speak of, so I think lip gloss / lipstick will probably be pointless. 9:25 p.m. And what are you meant to do about eyebrows? God, being a woman is such an affliction. Monday, 31st of May, form, 8:27 a.m. First day back after half term has already started terribly. I've been moved in form. Apparently, Nikita and I are too chatty, so we've had to be split up. So now I'm sitting on the opposite side of the room like some sort of leper. Our forms all changed at the start of the year, so now we have a mixture of kids from every year group in one form. Unfortunately, we're still stuck with the same form tutor, though. Miss Paulson is so annoying. She always seems hellbent on destroying any sort of fun. I don't think she's ever experienced laughter. She's always reminding us that form is not the time for chatting. It's literally the first thing we do in the day, though. Of course it is. It's human nature to gossip. 1:15 p.m. ICT. This class is the biggest DOS of the century. Mr. Van Heerden is such a ledge. He just lets us crack on with the work in our own time, which essentially just means playing games while he sits at his desk doing God knows what on his own computer. He's been out of the room for the last 5 minutes chatting to Miss Thomas, the drama teacher he's clearly in love with. I wonder if she feels the same. Oh my God, maybe I could rally the gang to perform some sort of matchmaking, like in that film Clueless. Miss Thomas is really cool though, she's way out of Mr. VH's league. I couldn't do that to her. Soz Mr. VH! 1:18 p.m. God, he's still chatting to her! Maybe she is into him! This is so funny, we've done absolutely no work today. We're meant to be programming traffic lights or something, but who cares? He's not going to check we've done it. The funniest part about this is that we're supposed to be a maths and ICT specialist school. Let's hope Ofsted doesn't come knocking. Oh, I wonder if we can go on MSN on the school computers. If so, I'm totally going to message Nico. He's on the other side of the room. 4:30 p.m. The attic at Marlow Towers. So it turns out you can't go on MSN on the school computers, as it's blocked. But in the end, I just went and sat with Nico and the other boys. We discovered there are certain sites that aren't blocked. They were obviously trying all the gross porn sites. Embarrassing! But they found this one website that weirdly wasn't blocked, called Babes with Books. literally naked women posing with just books covering them up. I mean, good Lord. A good day, all in all, I think. And Tuesdays are even better because we have drama. I wonder what we'll be studying this year. 6:27 p.m. OMG. Just had the best convo with Nico on MSN. Nico. Sup, Teagues? Ugh. Of course his MSN font is Comic Sans. He'll lose a point for that. But I also love you call me Teagues. Swoon. Tegan. Oh, hey. Nico. What are you up to? Tegan. NM, you? Nico. NM either. IT today was so jokes. Tegan, oh my god, I know. Can't believe you and Sean were typing all those sites into the school comp, though. So funny. Nico, yeah, hopefully I don't get any trouble for that. Was it eye-opening for you, lol? Tegan, well, yeah, I've never looked at that stuff before. Boys are gross. Nico, true we are, but you love it. Tongue out emoji. Tegan, as long as you don't think all girls are like the ones on those sites. Not all of us are babes with books, lol. Nico, funny you say that, because I did actually think one of them looked a bit like you. Scream! Tegan, as if. Nico, yeah, there was a ginger one, haha. Tegan, ginger's famously not very sexy though. Nico, dunno, can be on the right person. Double scream! Nico, anyway, G2G, dinner's ready, speak soon, kiss. Tegan, bon appetit mon ami, kiss. Nico, you're so random, lol. He was basically confessing he fancied me, right? Although I might have screwed it up a bit with the bon appetit mon ami. Is being random a good thing to boys? 8:47 p.m. After dinner, I called Nikita for a second opinion. She's very streetwise due to her past in London. What's up, Teagues? I need some advice. Hit me. So I was talking to Nico on MSN earlier. Nico? Since when are you into him? I thought you fancied Scott. Come on, Nikita, let's be realistic. Fair. So what did he say? I relayed the story from IT that afternoon and the subsequent MSN follow-up. Okay, he's definitely into you. Did he send any emoticons? Yeah, he did the tongue out one a couple of times, but he might do that with everyone. Nah, the tongue out was a definite sign. So how did it end? He then said he had to go for dinner, and so I said, bon appetit mon ami to him, she groaned. What? Tegan, you can't just say that to a boy, it's not normal. It's French. Are we in France? Well, no, but I thought it'd be sophisticated. Boys like Nico don't want sophisticated girls. They want girls who have very normal banter and boobs. Well, I'm screwed then.